Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to the Annenberg Radio News Update on this October 28th. I'm Sebastian Vega. The LA City Council voted unanimously today to stop providing business tax certificates to medical marijuana dispensaries. Voters approved Proposition D in 2013, which bans most medical marijuana businesses in LA. But the city has continued to collect taxes from the dispensaries. It collected $5 million from marijuana-related businesses last year. Now the city says it won't issue any new tax certificates to dispensaries. Cal State students might be paying more to go to college in the near future. Reporter Joy Hahn says the CSU board announced today a proposal to raise tuition by 2%.
Cal State students haven't experienced a hike in tuition in 4 years, but in January, the Board of Trustees will consider a proposal to raise tuition. Franklin Hernandez plans to return to Cal State LA as a student after some time off. He says if they're going to hike tuition, they need to make financial aid more accessible.
You know, education should be for everyone, not just for the rich, and those that are better off, because there are brilliant minds out there to be discovered.
Cal State LA TV and film professor Vincent Brook says his students complained after Cal State raised tuition by 22% between 2010 and 2012.
You know, I have a lot of complaints from my students sometimes about the facilities not being up to snuff, and so then they're having to pay more and they don't seem to be getting more for their money.
Art professor Rebecca Davis says her students already struggle to financially stay afloat.
They may be meeting the full-time minimum requirement, but they're not set on a track to graduate in 4 years, and that's because they're working 30 or 40 hours a week.
This isn't a new issue. The Institute for College Access and Success released its annual report yesterday that found nearly 7 in every 10 college seniors at four-year nonprofit colleges average more than $25,000 in student loans. Joy Hahn, Annenberg Radio News.
Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti is searching for an artist to help reduce traffic deaths in L.A. Reporter Joe Salvato explains.
The position is part of Garcetti's Creative Catalyst Artist in Residence program. The idea is to approach the problem of pedestrian and bicycle traffic deaths from a different perspective. The artist will work with the L.A. Department of Transportation to come up with what Garcetti calls outside-the-box ideas. Part of the artist's job will be to work on a project called Vision Zero. The program's goal is to eliminate all traffic fatalities in LA by 2025. The city's transportation department says trucks and automobiles kill around 100 pedestrians and cyclists in LA each year. Joe Salvato, Annenberg Radio News.
The latest GOP debate takes place tonight, and it could prove to be a game-changer as far as Republican candidates are concerned. Reporter Waleed Alatrash has more.
Hours before the third GOP debate, polls indicate that Ben Carson is emerging as the strongest candidate. He has taken over Donald Trump, who until now was the clear favorite. Republican political consultant Michael Madrid, who's based in Sacramento, says things will start evolving after this debate.
Republican voters are now finally beginning to pay attention. Opinions are changing. And I think you're going to start seeing more people fall out very shortly after this race, and stronger numbers begin to surge for those that remain.
Students and staff at USC are torn over which candidate will end up with the Republican nomination.
I think they're all kind of bigoted, Carson and Trump especially.
I like Rubio better than the other ones.
Well, personally, I think they're all terrible, but if Trump gets the nomination, I feel as if he has a very good chance of losing in the general.
Oh, I would never vote for a Republican.
The GOP debate is scheduled to start at 5 p.m. Waleed Alatrash, Annenberg Radio News.
Football fans in San Diego get to take the floor tonight and try and convince the Chargers from moving to L.A. The NFL will hold a town hall meeting to discuss the possible move. It's part of a series of meetings about which team will come to L.A. The Chargers, Raiders, and Rams are all potential candidates to come to Los Angeles. In other L.A. sports news, the Lakers begin their 68th season tonight. The team will face the Minnesota Timberwolves at the Staples Center. The game marks Kobe Bryant's 20th season in the NBA. The Lakers hope this game will be a comeback from last year when they had the worst record in the team's history. That's it for this hour. From all of us at Annenberg Radio News, I'm Sebastian Vega.